Welcome to Overboost Talks, the podcast that navigates the intricate intersection of technology, creativity, and the digital economy, shining a light on the works that redefine our understanding and approach to the digital world. I'm your host, Mike Sullivan, and in this episode, we dive deep into the insightful pages of Read, Write, Own by Chris Dixon, a seminal book that explores the profound shift in how we create, share, and own content in the digital age. In a world where everyone can be a creator, where does that leave the act of reading? And how has the concept of ownership evolved with the advent of digital assets and platforms? Chris Dixon offers compelling answers to these questions, presenting a vision of the future where empowerment and creativity go hand in hand with technology. Today, we'll dissect Dixon's 10 crucial points, using real examples from the book to illustrate how these principles apply not just to digital content creators, but to anyone navigating the modern digital landscape. From the democratization of content creation and the evolution of reading habits to the challenges and opportunities the digital economy presents, we'll explore how Dixon's insights can transform our understanding and engagement with digital content. So whether you're a writer, reader, content creator, or simply someone fascinated by the digital shifts shaping our world, join me as we unpack the wealth of knowledge in Read, Write, Own. This journey promises to challenge our assumptions and offer fresh perspectives on the digital content ecosystem. Thanks to Eduardo Amadeo, venture partner at Overboost, for bringing this transformative book to our attention. Let's embark on this thought-provoking exploration together and discover how the digital age is rewriting the rules of creation, consumption, and ownership. Let's begin our first segment by taking a closer look at Chris Dixon and his pivotal work, Read, Write, Own. In this opening, we'll spend about 2 minutes unveiling the essence of Dixon's vision, setting the tone for our more profound exploration of the book's themes. As we turn the first page of our discussion, introduce the architect behind the insights we're about to explore, Chris Dixon. Dixon isn't just an author. He's a visionary who has adeptly navigated the realms of technology and digital media, marking his territory with thought-provoking ideas on how the digital revolution is reshaping our creative landscapes. Read, Write, Own isn't merely a book. It's a manifesto for the digital age, a beacon for content creators, consumers, and curators in an era when these roles are increasingly fluid. Dixon masterfully deciphers the digital content problem, presenting a world where everyone has the tools to create, the access to consume, and the power to own what they love. At the heart of Dixon's narrative is a compelling assertion. The digital revolution has democratized content creation in unprecedented ways, making it possible for anyone with an internet connection to share their story, knowledge, or vision with the world. But it's not just about creation, it's about connection. Dixon delves into how our reading habits have evolved from the tactile pleasure of turning pages to the swipe of a screen, highlighting a change in medium and a transformation in accessibility and engagement. Ownership takes on a new dimension in Dixon's analysis. In the digital domain, owning content isn't just about possessing a physical item. It's about controlling the narrative, the distribution, and the rights to digital creations. Through examples like the burgeoning NFT market, Dixon illustrates how creators can maintain ownership and reap the rewards of their digital endeavors, paving the way for a future where creators are duly compensated for their digital contributions. As we unpack the layers of Dixon's thesis in Read, Write, Own, we'll see how his insights illuminate the challenges and opportunities facing us in the digital age. Whether you're a creator looking to make your mark, a consumer navigating the vast digital landscape, or someone intrigued by digital ownership, Dixon's work offers a roadmap for understanding and navigating the complex interplay between creation, consumption, and ownership in the 21st century. So with Dixon as our guide, let's embark on this journey through Read, Write, Own, uncovering the nuances of how we can all thrive in the ever-evolving digital world. Let's move into our second chapter, exploring the democratization of content creation, a cornerstone of Chris Dixon's Read, Write, Own. This segment unfolds the idea that today, the barriers to content creation are not just lowered, they're virtually dismantled thanks to the digital revolution. In Dixon's digital landscape, the power to create is no longer held by a select few. It's been handed over to the masses, sparking a renaissance of creativity that spans the globe. This democratization is not just a shift. It's a seismic change redefining who gets to tell their story and how those stories are shared. Imagine a world where every voice can echo across the digital expanse. This is the reality Dixon presents, a reality where platforms like WordPress, Medium, and even social media sites like Instagram and TikTok serve as stages for anyone with a message, a dream, or a story. The criteria for entry? Simply the desire to express oneself and the determination to click publish. Dixon underscores the significance of this shift, pointing out that the tools for creation and distribution, once jealously guarded by gatekeepers and institutions, are now accessible to anyone with an internet connection. This accessibility has amplified the diversity of voices and stories in the digital space and fostered a culture of innovation and experimentation. But what does this mean for the future of content creation? Dixon posits that as more people participate in creation, the fabric of our cultural and social narratives evolves. The stories we tell, the voices we amplify, and the content we consume become more reflective of the world's vast, vibrant tapestry. This democratization, however, is not without its challenges. Dixon delves into the implications of a crowded digital arena, where visibility and attention become the new currencies. Yet he remains optimistic, envisioning a future where algorithms and communities work harmoniously to ensure that quality and innovation rise to the top. As we ponder Dixon's vision of democratized content creation, it's clear that we stand on the brink of a new era, an era where creativity is unbounded and where the next great story, artwork, or idea can come from any corner of the globe. This is the promise of the digital age, a promise that invites each of us to be not just consumers of content, but creators and contributors to the digital tapestry that connects us all. In this segment, we've unraveled the essence of democratization in the digital age, as envisioned by Chris Dixon, highlighting not just the opportunities, but also the challenges it poses. This narrative invites listeners to reflect on their role in this creative revolution, encouraging them to seize the unprecedented opportunities for expression and impact offered by the digital era. Embarking on the third leg of our journey through Chris Dixon's Read, Write, Own, we delve into the fascinating evolution of reading habits shaped by the digital revolution. This narrative thread weaves through the fabric of Dixon's discourse, illustrating how our engagement with written content has been transformed in profound and lasting ways. As we leaf through the pages of history, we witness a remarkable transformation in how humanity consumes knowledge and stories. Chris Dixon brings this evolution into sharp focus, charting the journey from parchment to pixels, from the tangible weight of a book in our hands to the lightness of a tablet or smartphone. This shift, Dixon argues, is not merely about the medium through which we read, but about a fundamental change in our relationship with information and narrative. In the digital age, reading is no longer confined to the quiet corners of libraries or the soft lamplight by our bedside. It's become a dynamic, interactive experience that transcends boundaries and time zones. Ebooks, blogs, audiobooks, and online articles have ushered in an era of unprecedented accessibility, allowing us to dip into the thoughts of ancient philosophers, contemporary thinkers, or the latest scientific discoveries with a swipe or a click. Dixon points out that this ease of access has led to a democratization of knowledge. Information once gatekept by institutions or geography is now available to anyone with an internet connection. This, in turn, has the potential to level educational and cultural playing fields, making it an exciting time for readers and learners worldwide. However, Dixon also addresses the challenges that come with this evolution. The sheer volume of content can be overwhelming, leading to a paradox of choice where deciding what to read next becomes daunting. Moreover, the digital format often encourages skimming over deep reading, potentially diluting our capacity to engage with complex ideas or narratives. Yet Dixon remains optimistic about the future of reading. He envisions innovations in digital platforms and algorithms that could enhance our reading experience, making it more personalized, interactive, and enriching. These advancements could guide us through the vast seas of content, helping us to find the stories and information that resonate with our interests and needs. In Read Write Own, Dixon's exploration of the evolution of reading habits is not a lament for the past, but a hopeful gaze into the future. It's an invitation to embrace the changes, recognizing the opportunities they present for broadening our horizons and deepening our understanding of the world and ourselves. Through Dixon's lens, we've glimpsed the digital age's transformative power on our reading habits, a theme that challenges us to rethink our relationship with the written word. This narrative reflects on how we've changed and how we can shape the future of reading in a way that enriches our lives and expands our minds. Navigating more plunging into the heart of Chris Dixon's Read Write Own, we reach a pivotal point: ownership in the digital era. This section of our journey sheds light on how the digital revolution has redefined the concept of ownership. This transformation touches creators and consumers alike in profound ways. Ownership. What does it mean to own something in a world where digital copies are as ubiquitous as the air we breathe? Chris Dixon opens up this conversation by challenging our traditional notions of ownership, pointing out that ownership extends far beyond the physical in the digital era. It's about control, rights, and the ability to benefit from one's creations in a realm where copying is easy, but attributing value to the original is complex. In Read Write Own, Dixon delves into the heart of digital content: a blog post, a photograph, a song, or digital art. He illustrates how blockchain technology and the rise of non-fungible tokens, NFTs, have introduced new possibilities for creators to maintain ownership over their digital works. These technological innovations allow for a digital item to be uniquely owned and traded, ensuring that creators can be directly compensated for their work, even in a constantly replicated and shared landscape. But it's not just about the creators. Dixon argues that this shift towards definitive digital ownership also empowers consumers. It allows us to curate personal libraries of digital assets that carry the same sense of ownership as physical collections. Whether owning a piece of digital art, a first edition of an ebook, or virtual real estate in a digital world, these assets offer a new layer of interaction and investment in the digital space. Dixon's vision of ownership in the digital era challenges us to reconsider the value we place on digital objects and the way we support their creators. It invites us to explore the implications of digital scarcity in a world of digital abundance, highlighting a path forward where creators are rewarded for their contributions and consumers can claim a new form of ownership that's meaningful and tangible, even if it can't be held in their hands. As we reflect on this transformation, we see that ownership in the digital era is not just about possessing, it's about connecting with the creators, the content, and the community in ways that enrich our digital experiences and ensure a fair exchange of value in the creative economy. This exploration of ownership in the digital era through Chris Dixon's lens offers a profound understanding of how the digital and creative landscapes evolve. It's a narrative that not only elucidates the challenges and opportunities of digital ownership, but also inspires us to engage with digital content in more thoughtful and impactful ways. Venturing further into Chris Dixon's insights in Read Write Own, we arrive at a crucial juncture: the impact of social media on public discourse. This chapter probes the profound influence social media platforms wield over how we communicate, share ideas, and ultimately shape our collective understanding of the world. In today's digital age, social media is the town square, the dinner table, and the protest march all rolled into one. Chris Dixon keenly observes how these platforms have not only transformed the mechanics of public discourse, but also recalibrated the essence of how opinions are formed, shared, and contested. Dixon points to the democratization of voice as one of the most significant shifts brought about by social media. Once the preserve of the few, journalists, politicians, celebrities, public discourse is now participatory, allowing anyone with a smartphone to contribute their voice to the global conversation. This has led to a more diverse array of perspectives, but has also introduced challenges in discerning credible information amidst the cacophony of voices. The influence of algorithms in shaping what we see, read, and believe cannot be overstated. Dixon explores how these invisible curators prioritize engagement over accuracy, often amplifying sensational content and creating echo chambers that reinforce rather than challenge our beliefs. The impact on public discourse is profound, as it shapes what we are exposed to and how we interact with differing viewpoints. Yet Dixon doesn't view this landscape as wholly negative. He highlights social media's potential to foster unprecedented engagement and activism. Platforms like Twitter and Facebook have become vital tools for organizing social movements and bringing attention to issues that may otherwise remain in the shadows. The power to mobilize, inform, and connect globally presents a unique opportunity to enrich public discourse in previously unimaginable ways. However, with this power comes responsibility. Dixon advocates for a more conscientious approach to our digital interactions, urging both users and platform creators to consider the impact of their choices on the fabric of public discourse. It's about finding a balance between leveraging social media's immense potential for positive change and mitigating its more divisive effects. As we navigate this complex terrain, Dixon's insights serve as a beacon, guiding us toward a future where social media enriches rather than impoverishes our public discourse. It's a vision that calls for critical engagement, empathy, and a commitment to the truth in our digital age. This examination of the impact of social media on public discourse, as illuminated by Chris Dixon, invites us to reflect on our role in this digital ecosystem. It's a call to action, to engage, listen, and contribute to a discourse that respects diversity, seeks truth, and fosters community. As we continue to delve into Read, Write, Own, let's carry forward the lessons learned from this chapter, mindful of the power we wield with every tweet, post, and share. As we continue our exploration of Chris Dixon's Read, Write, Own, we transition to a pivotal theme that captures the essence of our current digital epoch, the rise of the creator economy. This segment illuminates how the digital landscape has cultivated fertile ground for creators of all kinds, reshaping economic and cultural paradigms. At the heart of the digital revolution lies a remarkable transformation that Chris Dixon adeptly navigates, the emergence of the creator economy. This evolution signifies a shift from traditional economic models to one where individual creators leverage digital platforms to share their art, knowledge, and passions directly with their audience, forging a new path toward financial independence. Dixon outlines how platforms like YouTube, Patreon, and Twitch have dismantled barriers, enabling creators to connect with audiences worldwide. These platforms aren't just mediums of distribution. They're ecosystems that support creators with tools for monetization, community building, and engagement. This direct line to their audience amplifies the creator's voice and democratizes the opportunity for success, irrespective of geographical location or institutional backing. The implications of this shift are profound. As Dixon points out, the creator economy empowers individuals to transform their passions into livelihoods. We're witnessing the rise of a new class of entrepreneurs, writers, artists, musicians, educators, who build their businesses on the foundation of their creativity and audience relationships. This model challenges traditional notions of work and success, highlighting a future where value is created through products or services, connections, and community. Yet the rise of the creator economy has its challenges. Dixon delves into the realities creators face, from the volatility of income to the pressures of constant content creation and audience engagement. Despite these hurdles, the potential for impact and independence remains immense, offering a compelling alternative to conventional career paths. Dixon's exploration of the creator economy is a testament to the digital age's transformative power. It's a narrative that encourages us to reimagine what's possible, inspiring both current and aspiring creators to seize the opportunities presented by this new economy. As we reflect on the rise of the creator economy, we're reminded of the power of creativity, the importance of community, and the potential for individual agency in shaping our digital and economic landscapes. It's a chapter in the digital revolution that highlights the successes and underscores the ongoing journey of adaptation and growth for creators worldwide. This discussion on the rise of the creator economy, drawn from the insights of Chris Dixon, invites us to contemplate the evolving landscape of work, creativity, and economic opportunity. It's a narrative that not only celebrates the achievements of today's creators, but also acknowledges the complexities of this burgeoning economy, encouraging a deeper understanding and engagement with the digital world we navigate. Delving deeper into Chris Dixon's Read, Write, Own, we encounter a critical aspect of the digital content landscape: the challenges of content saturation. This segment explores the complexities and hurdles creators face in an era where abundant content can both empower and overwhelm. As we navigate the vast digital expanse, it becomes evident that we're sailing in waters brimming with content. Chris Dixon illuminates this phenomenon, describing a world where anyone can be a creator. This democratization of creation, while revolutionary, brings with it the challenge of content saturation. The sheer volume of available content has turned the digital marketplace into a bustling metropolis, where standing out requires more than talent. It demands strategy and innovation. Dixon delves into the intricacies of this saturation, highlighting how the abundance of content can make it difficult for quality work to surface. In this crowded arena, creators find themselves vying for the attention of an audience bombarded with information, entertainment, and advertisements every moment of the day. This competition for attention is not just a challenge, it's a pivotal battleground for creators aspiring to make their mark. The implications of this saturation are profound. For one, Dixon points out that it necessitates mastering digital tools and platforms, understanding search engine optimization, SEO, social media algorithms, and digital marketing becomes as crucial as the creative process. But it's not just about being seen, it's about connecting. In this saturated market, building a dedicated community around your work can be the key to sustaining a career as a creator. Yet Dixon also sees opportunity amidst the challenge. He suggests that content saturation pushes creators toward innovation and uniqueness. In a sea of sameness, originality shines brightly. Creators are compelled to refine their voice, carve out niches that resonate deeply with specific audiences, and create content that not only attracts, but also retains engagement. This chapter of our Read, Write, Own journey is a call to action. It urges creators to navigate the challenges of content saturation with eyes wide open, armed with the tools and strategies needed to break through the noise. It's a reminder that in the digital age, creating remarkable content is just the beginning. The path to success is also paved with the ability to adapt, engage, and build communities as invested in the creator's journey as in the content itself. Through Dixon's examination of content saturation, we're invited to reflect on the challenges and opportunities that come with the abundance of digital content. This narrative does not just highlight the hurdles creators face, but celebrates the resilience, creativity, and community building that define success in today's digital landscape. It's a testament to the power of innovation and the importance of forging meaningful connections in an ever-expanding digital world. As we explore Chris Dixon's Read, Write, Own insights further, we arrive at a crucial intersection: the importance of authenticity and niche focus. This chapter delves into the strategies that help creators navigate the crowded digital landscape, emphasizing the power of genuine connection and specialized content. How does one stay afloat and shine in the vast ocean of digital content where new creations flood every second? Chris Dixon offers a compelling answer. Through the unwavering commitment to authenticity and a sharp focus on niche areas. This approach, Dixon argues, is not just a strategy for visibility, but a cornerstone for building meaningful relationships with your audience. Dixon explains that authenticity is the soul of the creator-audience connection. In a digital world teeming with curated personas and polished presentations, genuine voices stand out. Authenticity resonates with audiences because it speaks to the human experience, flaws, passions, struggles, and triumphs. This authentic connection turns casual viewers into loyal followers, forging a durable and deeply personal bond. But authenticity alone isn't enough to cut through the noise of content saturation. Dixon emphasizes the strategic importance of niche focus. By honing in on specific interests, creators can carve out unique spaces within the digital landscape, attracting audiences seeking content that aligns with their passions or curiosities. This niche focus allows creators to become thought leaders and go-to sources for specialized knowledge or entertainment, fostering a community of engaged and dedicated followers. Moreover, Dixon highlights how this approach benefits not just creators, but audiences as well. In a world where one can quickly feel lost in the breadth of available content, niches serve as beacons, guiding individuals to communities where they can explore their interests in depth, connect with like-minded individuals, and feel a sense of belonging. As Dixon elucidates, this focus on authenticity and niche areas requires a delicate balance. It's about staying true to one's voice and vision, while also being attuned to your audience's evolving interests and needs. It's a dynamic dance that demands creativity, flexibility, and a deep understanding of the cultural and social currents shaping our digital experiences. In illuminating the importance of authenticity and niche focus, Chris Dixon's insights offer a blueprint for creators striving to make their mark in the digital age. This narrative encourages us to look beyond the surface of content creation, to dig deeper into the essence of our connections with audiences, and to cultivate spaces where genuine engagement and specialized interests converge. It's a reminder that in the crowded and ever-changing digital landscape, the paths to visibility and impact are paved with the truths of our unique stories and the courage to share them. Continuing our deep dive into Chris Dixon's insights in Read, Write, Own, we explore a transformative aspect of the digital age that affects us all: learning. This segment reflects on how the digital revolution has reshaped the landscape of education and self-improvement, making learning more accessible and diverse than ever before. As we navigate the currents of the digital age, one of the most significant transformations we witness is in the realm of learning. Chris Dixon's examination of this shift offers a lucid perspective on how technology has democratized access to knowledge, breaking down barriers that once limited who could learn, what they could understand, and how they could understand it. In Read, Write, Own, Dixon underscores the profound impact of digital platforms and resources in making education and skill acquisition more accessible. The advent of online courses, tutorials, and vast knowledge repositories like Wikipedia has created a world where anyone with an internet connection can become a student of almost anything. This accessibility has empowered individuals to pursue their interests and passions and leveled the playing field regarding access to high-quality education. But Dixon doesn't stop at accessibility. He delves into the personalization of learning that the digital age facilitates. Traditional education often follows a one-size-fits-all approach, but digital platforms allow for a learning experience tailored to the individual's pace, style, and interests. This personalization makes learning more effective and engaging, catering to the diverse needs of learners worldwide. Moreover, Dixon highlights the role of communities in digital learning. Online forums, social media groups, and collaborative platforms have fostered environments where learners can share insights, ask questions, and find mentorship. This sense of community enriches the learning experience and provides emotional support and motivation, essential components for sustained engagement with learning. Yet Dixon also acknowledges the challenges of this digital learning revolution. Information overload, the need for self-discipline in an environment full of distractions, and the importance of discerning credible sources are just a few of the hurdles learners face. Despite these challenges, the opportunities presented by digital learning are unparalleled, offering pathways to knowledge and skill development that were unimaginable just a few decades ago. Through Chris Dixon's exploration of learning in the digital age, we're invited to reconsider our approaches to education and personal growth. This narrative reminds us of the incredible potential that lies in digital platforms and resources, urging us to embrace the opportunities for learning that are at our fingertips. It's a call to be curious, open to new ways of learning, and part of a global community of learners who are continually reshaping what it means to be educated in the 21st century. As we reach the final chapter of our exploration of Chris Dixon's Read, Write, Own, we cast our gaze forward, contemplating future trends in digital content. This concluding segment offers a vision of what lies ahead in the ever-evolving digital creation, consumption, and ownership landscape, guided by Dixon's insightful projections. In the rich tapestry of the digital age, one constant is change. With his finger firmly on the pulse of digital innovation, Chris Dixon invites us to ponder the future trends that will shape the world of digital content. His insights provide a roadmap for understanding the next wave of transformations that creators, consumers, and everyone should prepare for. Dixon forecasts an era where integrating emerging technologies with digital content creation and consumption will further redefine our experiences and expectations. Virtual reality, VR, and augmented reality, AR, are poised to transport us into immersive environments where storytelling and information sharing are not just visualized, but experienced. Imagine learning history by walking through a virtual reconstruction of ancient Rome, or simultaneously attending a concert anywhere and everywhere. Another frontier Dixon explores is the increasing sophistication of artificial intelligence, AI, in content creation. AI's role in generating music, art, and even written content raises profound questions about creativity and originality. Yet Dixon sees potential for AI to become a collaborator, enhancing human creativity rather than replacing it. This partnership could lead to unprecedented forms of content that blend human emotion and insight with AI's processing power and speed. The evolution of content distribution platforms is also a key focus. Dixon predicts a shift towards more decentralized platforms powered by blockchain technology, where creators have greater control over their work and monetization. This could further democratize content distribution, breaking down the monopolies of big platforms and giving rise to a more diverse and vibrant digital content ecosystem. But what do these changes mean for us, the individuals navigating this digital future? Dixon suggests that adaptability, continuous learning, and a critical eye towards the ethical implications of new technologies will be crucial. As we embrace new forms of content and platforms, staying informed and engaged with the broader impact of these technologies on society will be more critical than ever. With Chris Dixon's vision as our guide, we conclude our journey through Read, Write, Own, not just with a deeper understanding of the present digital landscape, but with an inspired outlook on the future. This narrative encourages us to anticipate the changes ahead and actively participate in shaping the future of digital content. As we move forward, let's carry with us the lessons learned, the insights gained, and the curiosity to explore what's next in the ever-expanding universe of digital creation and consumption. As we draw the curtains on today's episode of Overboost Talks, where we've navigated through the insightful landscapes of Chris Dixon's Read, Write, Own, it's time to weave together the threads of our discussion into a cohesive tapestry. From the democratization of content creation to the evolution of reading habits, the transformative power of digital ownership, and the pivotal role of social media in shaping public discourse to the burgeoning creator economy. Today's journey has been both expansive and enlightening. We delved into the challenges and opportunities presented by content saturation, underscored the critical importance of authenticity and niche focus, celebrated the revolution in digital learning, and cast our gaze forward to the future trends that promise to redefine our interaction with digital content. These themes, illuminated by Dixon's expertise, offer a beacon for navigating the complex, ever-changing digital landscape. In conclusion, Read, Write, Own is more than a book. It's a manifesto for the digital age, championing a future where creation, consumption, and ownership are both accessible and empowering. Dixon's work compels us to embrace the digital revolution with both optimism and critical engagement, urging us to leverage technology to forge deeper connections, enhance our creativity, and participate more fully in the digital world around us. This episode has been a gateway into Chris Dixon's rich insights and forward-thinking perspectives. While we've highlighted vital ideas, the immersive experience of delving into the book differs from the immersive experience of delving into the book itself. We encourage you, our listeners, to explore Read, Write, Own to fully grasp the depth and breadth of Dixon's vision for our digital future. You'll find a link to purchase the book in the show notes. We invite you to read it, enrich your understanding, and inspire your journey in the digital domain. Remember, the most profound insights often come from engaging directly with the source, from the immersive journey of reading, reflecting, and applying the wisdom found within the pages of a comprehensive work. As we conclude today's episode, let's carry forward the spirit of curiosity, creativity, and community that Chris Dixon champions. In the vast expanse of the digital age, let's be both creators and curators of content that enriches, educates, and empowers. Thank you for joining us on this journey through Read, Write, Own, and until next time, keep exploring, creating, and owning your digital presence.